Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
It's funny. Like, I mean, I don't think y'all really have to do it, but I wanted to ask, like, do you...
Have you lost your mind?
Well, I'm saying, but you and Davi both just moved into new places. I'm 3 years in on mine, and I don't really... I mean, there's nothing really to clean because I just got there.
Oh, my God.
But, like, you just got into yours.
Is spring cleaning different than just, like, giving, like a deep Sunday cleaning?
Yes.
Like, is this more about, like, throwing stuff away?
No, it's like this is where you, like, take the rugs and beat them and, like, all that stuff that... I mean, I just remember my mom used to do that. Like, you know, like, they... When there was spring cleaning, it was like all the windows was open, all the doors was open, and all of the Sunday, like, cleaning, but times 10.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, you know, like, anything crazy. So I'm saying you got a new house. You just moved in after he did.
Yeah.
So there's no real reason to do, like, a crazy spring...
No, I absolutely have to do this, and it's the worst. Yeah, it's like a deep dive into like the back of the cabinets.
What would you have to clean if you just put everything in the cabinet?
No. I mean, we lived there for about a year now, and I mean, it's just cluttery, especially with the kids' closets and their clothes, and you have to go ahead. And then, you know, they grow so fast, so I have to get rid of the clothes that don't necessarily fit them anymore. And then I got to go through toys, and then it's deep cleaning with the, you know, the baseboards, and it's just such a pain in the butt. And it has to be done.
I might not. I might not be a spring cleaning person then, because I've never done that. Like, you purging wardrobes and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, anybody who has done their spring cleaning, give me the highlights if you want to text or call either way. But I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it really necessary, especially in y'all's situation or mine, because I don't feel like I've really accumulated a lot.
Mm.
Like, I've downsized. I got a condo action, everything else. So it's like townhome, whatever. So it's not really a lot of excess in there. I don't know. You want to be purging clothes. I mean, I got kids I could pass that down to. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to purge your oldest, because you got the youngest coming up behind
it. Well, no, I have to go through everything. I'm not going to just keep everything for the youngest. I mean, I need to really go through everything. It's not just that, too. It's kind of keeping up with your house. You know, cleaning curtains, dusting, like deep cleaning with the entire house.
I do got curtains.
Windows. You got to clean the windows.
Get on those.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never cleaned curtains before.
Maybe get the little vacuum, the little suction thing.
Yeah,
the
for
little
dust.
And
yeah.
Give it a little once over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or I could just say Rosa knocked that.
I mean, she does spring cleaning.
Yeah,
but
like, do you spring clean even though you got somebody to do your cleaning?
Yeah, because she's not going to, you know, go through everything or even organize everything that's in, you know, in the laundry room and the cabinets deep down in there. It's really just purging, organizing, and making sure the house has a truly deep clean.
I just got a text out of the 813 says, I pay somebody to spring clean. I'm not doing that anymore.
Mine's different.
I don't really
kids.
Remember this ever being a thing growing up.
Like, you don't really... No. Nah, see, that's what I'm saying. It might be one of those Pinterest kind of things.
Like
it's just
Pinterest
like
thing.
It's very trendy.
Huh. But no, we did this growing up. This was like the thing in my house.
But
really?
I mean...
100%.
But like, you sound like you're going extra when it's like...
It's stuff I have to do.
Clothes,
it's piling
the
up.
The toys,
yes.
The stuff. It's like...
The stuffed
that sounds
animals.
Like a, that sounds more like an OCD kind of like...
No, it just
thing.
Piles up. It just... If it's not taken care of at least once a year or twice a year, it's just... I have these globs of crap just in corners and rooms, and it just sucks.
After just being there?
Yeah, 100%. It's not necessarily me. It's everybody else is the problem.
Somebody said this is a cultural thing. Oh, don't bring up the Reynolds wrap thing again. Oh, my God, the aluminum foil.
Yeah, I had to do that this weekend. I showed you that.
I saw on your line, yeah. Let's see. I do what Meredith does, too. As far as the spring cleaning, so you go ahead and get it in. You have all, like, you don't have, like, because I always think spring cleaning, I think the rugs. People would hang up the rugs and beat them with a broom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, to get the dust
mats.
Out of them or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't really have to do that anymore, though, with vacuums the way they are now and dust type of bunny, dust busters or whatever they are.
I do
like
it.
The stuff.
Yeah.
We just do cleaning Sundays. Like, Sunday is, like, the cleaning day around
Turn
the house.
Turn on the music.
Turn on the music, spend a couple hours. My, you know, kind of divvy up the responsibilities.
Yeah.
And
you take the trash. She takes the thing. Somebody mops it up.
This
blah, blah,
mop
blah.
Sweep. This,
yeah.
That,
everything smells like Fabuloso.
Boom. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to spring clean if
no,
you live in that life.
I do. I have to.
Let's see. It's a full cleaning. out. I grew up doing this, and specifically with little kids, I clean twice a year. Huh. You all right? Oh, all right. She's over there choking. She got to get some water. All right. I told her she needs some tequila.
Some tequila?
Yeah. We got some tequila back there from the Hard Rock.
I would take a shot right now.
I don't think she's ready for a shot. Oh. All right, happy 12th birthday to O'Shea. We just got another text.
O'Shea, hey, happy birthday
to O'Shea. All right, we got to go check on Meredith. We'll be back. Hold on. We were joking about getting Meredith some tequila because she was requested to get a hot toddy this morning. And somebody sent us the story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
About the tequila shortage of 2023.
Oh yeah,
we looking like we don't have it. You knew about this?
I did. I actually wrote an article on wild941.com all about it, warning those that love tequila that there could be.
It's a shortage because of bats.
No. Oh, what happened with the bats?
This is crazy. I just looked at this. So basically, it says that Mexico experienced far below precipitation than they normally would get. Like about 5% of what they normally get. It's like the country has been less than 25% of normal large sections, having less than 10% and 5% of normal precipitation. So a February report says that the warming temperatures are also to blame for potential tequila shortage through 2023. If you love tequila, if it's your go-to, get it while you can, because the warmer weather is a growing concern for Mexico's long-nosed bat species, the only pollinator of the agave plant.
Oh, no.
Now, that's that's on every bottle there and there. It says, though there are hundreds of agave species, only the Weber Azul subspecies makes tequila. And a wildlife expert says you wouldn't have tequila if there were no bats, because that's the only thing that pollinates the agave plant that makes tequila.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm not that worried about this. Because my Mexican brethren are notoriously hardworking people. And as soon as they hear that there is a tequila shortage, it's all hands on
deck. They're going to get
on it. It's like, yo, no. We're on this.
I thought she's going to, like, they're going to raise some bats and find some bats.
Oh, no. They're going to figure it out. If that's the solution, they on it right now.
They're going to be breeding some bats.
Hey, Mr. Joe, I got it. I got it, bro. I got the bats, bro.
Hey, this will motivate them.
Yeah. If you had... Sadness hit the A over the last few days with a lot of people putting up pictures of Clay. Clay Evans, who was the CEO of Rubicon Brand Entertainment. He managed Tip, Lil Duval, Travis Scott back in the day. Like he had a lot of hands-on things down here in the dirty. And everybody in the A knew Clay. And really everybody around the world, because everywhere that these stars moved, he was the person who was the lead team. Like, he would be setting up the contracts. And every last damn show at Wild Splash where we had Tip performing, you had to go through, his representation. Lil Duval was here before the pandemic, and Clay was with him. And to have him lost by a stroke, a lot of people have been touched by that, and a lot of people have been sharing it online and social media. And so it's... hip hop got hit in the heart with that one.
Yeah, that's tough.
Definitely rough. So rest in peace to him and to all of the folks who are mourning that. Also, we can mourn Kanye's anti-Semitism, because that's been put to rest.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Kanye apparently is crediting 21 Jump Street, the movie that has Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill in it.
Funny movie.
He's crediting that for liking Jewish people again.
Oh, God.
Oh, well. I mean...
He took to Instagram Friday to announce that he was watching the 2012 film 21 Jump Street. And he said he had his epiphany about the Jewish race by watching that movie. He said, and I quote, "Watching Jonah Hill and 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again."
Wow.
"No one should take anger against one or two individuals and transform that into hatred towards millions of innocent people. No Christian can be labeled anti-Semite knowing Jesus is Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you.
I mean,
there was a lot of people trying to tell you that exact same thing
for a while,
for a long time.
But is this him getting hacked? I mean, because that sounds really clear. It sounds too clear to be Kanye.
He's not always like
manic.
He kind of goes in and out of it. But I just had an epiphany as well, and my epiphany is that we've kind of had a cleanse of Kanye for the last couple of weeks. He's been laying low, and it's been nice.
He hasn't had social media.
Right.
He just came back to social media.
I didn't really realize it until you read this story. I'm like, oh, we haven't had a Kanye thing in a minute.
Haven't heard of
him. And it was refreshing, wasn't
it? Now I wonder, his new wife.
Yes.
I wonder, were they sitting and watching it, and she's enjoying it, and now he's got maybe a different perspective on it? Like, hey, I'm sitting here with my new wife watching this old movie, and I see it differently now. Maybe this woman is giving him some clarity.
Well, seeing Kanye over the years, he seems to do much better when he is in a relationship.
That's true.
I mean, that's just my
when it's going good, though.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this go left.
He's more creative.
Could this conspiracy hat on for a second? Could this be like a publicist strategy to ingratiate him again with society? Like, yo, we're gonna take you on a little break. You're gonna cleanse. We're not gonna hear from you for a little bit, and then when you come back, you're gonna apologize or seem to have seen clarity in airing your old ways type thing.
Maybe.
I don't know. If you got a really big publicist and they like, hey, you know what the fix is? A Jonah Hill movie? I don't know if that's the right publicist for you right there. I'm not really sure.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.